Yesterday we saw the sugya of Yeledes. A quick recap: we have a pasuk in the Torah on Parshat Tazria, by in regular Isha when she gives birth, by Zachar 7 days Tuma and 14 days Tahira. By Nekeva it's a double the amount, 40 days Tmeya and 66 days Tahira. However, when Isha is Yeledes Bezava, then the loch is she still needs a Zayin Nekiyim. The Gemara needed of Lamed Zayin as Machloikis, Abai V'Rava. If you can be oil the Zayin Nekiyim within the Zimei Tumah V'Tahira. Rava says you can, and the Abai says you cannot. Negate to our Noshim. When they give birth, based upon the Chumah Reb Zera, all our Noshim are Yeledes Bezava. Therefore, they all need Zayin Nekiyim. Once they have the Zayin Nekiyim, afterwards they go to the mikvah. Then, if they see Dam again, it's something called Dam Tohar. Dam Tohar is a shell among the Rishonim. Is it Medina Yaz Chumah Reb Zera? Or based upon Minhagim, the Meisib is Manazeh, everyone is Machmer. Side the Beis Seisa, the Svard, side the Bnei Ashkenaz, Kishar Dam Lechol Dover. Yes, we spoke out, is it Mamish Kishar Dam Nido Mamish? Like in most cases, we had 15 cases, yeah? We found a couple of times it's not Mamish Kidam Nido Mamish. Today, to start with the Tazes over here, there are three different Tazes to speak out. The first case, he discusses a case where after you have Dam Leda, you have Zayin Nekiyim. So Negeta is Zachar, 7 days is Tomei, you go to the mikveh right away. Negeta is Nekeva, you have to wait 14 days. And you cannot even go to the mikveh, that means you have Zayin Nekiyim Achal Leda for whatever reason. The next couple of days you're still Tomei, and the word of the Torah is you're Tomei mitzad Leda, Nida, and like a Nida, as Mamash Koris. There's no difference between Tumas Leda and Tumas Nida. And therefore, cannot go to the mikvah until after 14 days. Practically, all our Noshim cannot always see 14 days after giving birth. Doesn't happen this way. They do say, is negated to the next sugus, can start tomorrow, the sugya of Mapelas. There are times that Ishayach of Ishud be Mapel, has the sugya of Leda, and if there's a Chashah being a girl, you're going to have to wait 14 days. Even in that situation, the Matthias usually is, she'll see more dam than 14 days. Now, in the situation over here, for some odd reason, she had 7 days in the Kiyas the first week. Second week, she lemaisa did see. Kamal the Bachni wants to say a massive Kiddush, that even though she saw during Yemei Tumah, the loch is, if she was knocked the first 7 days, next 7 days she could see Dam, afterwards she go to the Mikvah Miyad right away. Since she saw Dam, which is not Yemei Nida, not Yemei Zava, the Maisa does not count, you not need Zayin Nekiyim. Kamal Gutazin says there might be Negei Min HaTorah, but Bezman HaZeh wants to machma on Dam Torah, that just like Bezman HaZeh, a Kavu Chayma on any Dam Torah, which is not Yemei Nida, and not Yemei Ziva, still we give it a get of a wedding Zayin Nekiyim. Allah has Kamal be made Tumo, of course can need Zayin Nekiyim, and therefore he disagrees with the Bach, and says it's not Davon in the Torah, and Avad Yatri Machmer. They point out, the Taz, the Beis Yisrael himself disagrees. The Svarim all go like this Taz, Aloch Lamaiso, that anyone that sees Tivas Dam, even though he already saw Nekiyim in the first week by Nekeva, by the second week you see Tivas Dam, you still need to wait 7 days. That's the first Taz. The second Taz, he brings down Aloch, a Gemara and Psochim, on Daf Kufi Gimel and Beis, that the issue is a Shevis Adam Tor, Os Surah L'Shamish, and says Ravo for the Oino for 12 hours. Meaning that whether it's Negeta Zachar the night after the 40th, that means Lel Memalef, the 41st night, or by Nekeva, Negeta the 81st night, as a Geta of being Osu L'Shamish. Now again, practically Negeta, boy, most people not go to the Mikvah before 6 weeks, and therefore it's already after Lel Memalef. But Negeta, girl, come on, everybody has his Metzias. The question is in Issar Shimush on the 81st night? What is the reason to Aser? What's Pshat in the Gemara? Why are we saying this for? So the Beis Yisrael brings down two separate reasons among the Rishonim. One reason he says, he brings up from the Rashbam, that since the Halacha, Bizman HaChazal, there were people who in Maisa were having sing Dam, that was Dam Toyar, and they were being Mishamish anyway, because the Maisa is Mutter, Chazal never asked it. You might make a mistake and forget that it's switched from day 80 to day 81, and the dam that you're seeing in Be'etzem is really Tommy now. Therefore, we come on an asa by a girl. Let's speak about a girl that's practical. We come on an asa by a girl on the 81st night to make a hecker to remind you that switch from dam tor to dam tomo. One reason. A second reason, they bring now from the Bahag, that he says it's kain the idea of a nos vest, that we know the vestis, since this is the first day of your main nida, therefore as a getter kain a vest. You show them what that means. Menichlo suga a vestis over here. So based upon these two reasons, once we have the Gemara, the question, how do we pass and how do we take out this aloch lemaisa? Do we have to be poyish on the 31st night by a boy and the 81st night by a girl? So first, the Taz points out the Mechaber left out this halacha. That means he holds back Betzim and Smotr. But the Taz says, look, the Amman Shuva also says the Maisa will come along to be make of this halacha. And the Taz speaks out in Sifkon Beis and Sifkon Gimel that the Ikka Svara is the Rashbam. And again, the Rashbam Svara is because people do not know there's a chilul between Dam Tor and they'll forget that after this man, once Bizman Azeh, known as Baal B'Dam Tor, has it in a Kadam Nida, we always wait Zayin Akiyim, even by Dam Tor. There's no svar at all to take on the chumah the Gemara says in Pesachim. There's no reason bechlal according to Rashbam. And therefore, this halacha like the Taz, which again is a mechab v'amor, is clear that way, is a crazy, and the Sirtaira and Chavdas are Chushuchan, and numerous svarim is manenu, Shlomo Zalman, and B'Yashar, and Sharmig, Rav Vozner, and others. Agam, we'll get to the sugya tomorrow in Sif Gimel. Over there, come on the Shach, and he says, a bal nefesh to be machma, even by case of Mapelis. Bal nefesh should be machma and be perish the 81st night by a girl and the 41st night by the boy. And therefore, there is a kitchuk on our chaloch lamaisa says, bal nefesh should be machma. Shev Kossi went this way. And there's a bad shulchan says, machma tov la brocho. So lamaisa, what to go do? But poil, the moinam usually never heard of it. Only the Tamil Chum, who learned the Sugya, seem to hear about it. And if you want it to be parish or not, find it might be an ulay machmatel v'bracha. We're discussing over here only one night. You can have tashmish the night before and the night afterwards. So if you want to be machmatel, there's only a makar for it. There's a shach over here. But mitzad dan hogo, the moinam, they do not take on this chumah as the Taz himself comes out in maskono. The third Taz is built upon the din that our mob brings down. There was a minig in certain makoimis not to go to the mikveh at all by a boy within 40 days, which again is not that common, and by a girl within 80 days, which negate to everybody. Everyone by us, Mizman Azeh, go to the mikveh within 80 days, and there are certain mekoymis who do not do that. What's the reason for this anhogo in certain parts of Klal Yisrael? So the Taz himself brings down the three separate reasons. One he brings down from the Rivash that says that since in these days, 40 by a boy and 80 by a girl, Dam is Motzi over here, and since our Hog is Manazeh, is it not to be Bol and Dam Tor? Explains the Vush, maybe she'll see, won't have a gosha that she's seeing Dam. Since she's lost her sensitivity over here, maybe Atzledo. If there's a Chash over here, maybe she's seeing Dam, she's not realize it, and she's being Bol and Dam Tome, and Dam Tor, which we're Machma for. Therefore, came along and had this Archoko in certain places. What? Sorry? The chashash is not really negiah practically to a boy because most of the people cannot come tome before six days, 6 weeks. The chashash applies to everybody, boy and girl. There's no difference in the chashash. It sounds like that the dam nida usually doesn't happen after that zman. She's not supposed to have a period mitzam nida shabai. There's only the leftover of the later, the dam later. Is it mitzias? Is more dam later by nekev more than zochah? I'm not sure. That's how the Rivosh and how the Vosh explains the Rivosh. The second reason, the Taz brings out from that Gudah, that you might forget that this halacha of the 40th at night and the 80th at night is not in over here. So mitzad that achoka over the Gemara Pesachim, we came along and asked it all the days over here. Which again, the Taz points out, not negei bizman hazeh. A third reason the Taz brings down for the Dakimosha himself is not really happy with it, is rechoshiv rabbein tam shito. We mentioned, there's machloik sabay and rovo, what the halacha is, if by yimei leida is oilo and not oilo. Rav Yerushalayim says it's not part of the Yalkigam. We pass Mark Rav, it's Oilo. Mash Enkir Beitam says it's the lamed of Yalkagam, you may lay do, you pass like a bayo. Therefore, according to Abaye, what do you have to go do? You need two tefillahs. You need to have, after you may later have a tefillah. Then afterwards, you need Zayin Nikiyim and have a second tefillah. Bizman Azeh, we don't do two tefillahs. But Lisu should wait the 40 days or the 80 days and then go to the mikveh afterwards. Now, it's interesting that Taz himself points out, but we lost part of it. We didn't do the halacha of two tefillahs over here. But he says the say to be machmet says the Dakim Moshe. And maybe that's be chush v'bein tam shito, which is a das yochid. Three reasons in the Taz. There are other reasons in the Achronim. The Kishkun Aruch has an interesting reason based upon the Pesachet Shuv over here discussing making a bracha. He comes along and says, the Kishkun Aruch, how can you make a bracha on a minig ba'almo? How can you share a share k'tonim with Sivanu? Like it's said over here, that's 4 times Pesachet Shuv. So he wants a taino. Since people, when they al stam Torah, they'll go to the mikvah and not make a bracha, therefore, come to be mezalzel in dam Torah in the minig klai yisrael. Therefore, we never let people go to the mikvah until after the dam Torah passes. That's how far we took it, not to mezalzel until the sugya bracha. We spoke out yesterday, but the poskim disagrees with the kitzer, and we do make a bracha in dam Torah. That's his reason. The crazy place has a fifth reason over here. Maisa, we have svaras why there is anhogo. The maisa Amor, when he brings down this hanogo, he's very clear that certain makoris have it. And numerous places do not have it. The Maisa, the crazy in Sukkot Beis, he brings down that him and the Diamond Prague says, even if you have such a minig, you'll be mavatl, such a minig. And he's writing in his diaries, there are preachers, and there are Avera and Bayot, and if according to him, will mavatl, such a minig, Nevada 100%, not to do such a thing, and go to the mikvah within 80 days by girl and 40 by boy. That's the Pesachim Go, Pesachim Moinim, the words of Aruch HaShulchan, Sh'im HaMinig Ezeh B'Shum Mokoyim. There's no such place that has this minig that Amor brings down, we're not knowing this way. In Nevada, we go to the mikvah, V'kach Amad Abar, look outside, everyone goes to the mikvah before the 80 days negate to a girl. So Betzim, we have three tazes over here, what came out, Bekitzer. The first taz is discussing when the first week you are knocking the gate in the cave, the second week you see Dam, the Bach wants you to make all, the taz has to be Machmer. The second taz is discussing the locha of the Lel Mem Aleph and Lel Pei Aleph. He says the Maisa, the locha is to be makel, there's no problem. Ulay a machmetel of bracha. And the idea of doing tefillah, not to do tefillah for the first 40 to 80 days, Maisa that's done on Hoga. The words of the Rambam is Tzedukim, Nechle Gev Apikorosis maybe, and therefore Aaron Hoga, Vada, we go to mikvah within the 80 days over here. Now, Negeta Sugya Ledes. The newest form discusses the Inyonim Negeta ideas of Sakono. That means first when she's pregnant, everyone knows the Gemara and needs off your Zayin. Make sure that when you cut your nails on the floor, it's a Sakono for her. Then discusses, we spoke in the Sugan Archokis, going to Beis Dachaim, to Beis Akforis. And Betzim, everyone says, yet she should be very Zor in Afarshas Chalo, Nida, Lok Sneris, because these are things the mission Dachov Gimel and Beis and Shabbos says, that it's Sakono when she gives birth. After she gives birth, there's an interesting Gemara in Brachas that does not seem to be Soma for Islam. Not sure why. The Gemara over there says in Daf Nun Dalid that three people need Shmira. A Chayla, someone who's sick, a Choson, and a Kalo. The Gemara brings down further a Mishnah that says a Chayla and a Chaya are Ledes. Lazar Meir Mohoritz says that when it says Chaya, that's part of a Chayla, it's Hainu Hach, there's no Machlekes over here. Everyone agrees by a Ledes, she needs Shmira. Why does the Yeledis, after she gives birth, need Shmira? Rashi over there says, Hoya Masloi, or the words of Ben Yoyna, the Sotan Ms. Mekachig, Ms. Shasa Sakono, she went through B'koch Nefesh, surgery, trauma, it's dangerous, man, and therefore she needs special Shmira. That means everyone knows by Chosin and the Kalo, the day of the Chasna, there's a shame of walking around with them. Kach Noigim. Whatever happened to this halacha of Shmira Neged to Yeledis? This halacha is brought down by the Rif, by the Rosh, and in Hilchus and Archaim, Rish Lamentes, the place came over there, bring it down. Magavra, Mishnah Berurah, and others. Words of Mishnah Berurah is Tzrichim Shimo Memazikim, Choyla, Chaya, Chosim, Kalo, and an Oval. Just 5 cases over there. He said, a case of Yeledes. So, what, just a question, Negei practically, Negei to Yeledes, what is the halacha Negei to Shmir over here? Again, some of the reasons everyone does by Chosim and Kalo. And what happened over here by the Sugya of Yeledes? So first, Yeledes, you need Shmira, whether it's a day or night, there's no difference. But when is she Yeledes? I mean, first 2 years, she's also Yeledes. Needs it for 2 years?
So the Sfarim point out the Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Tes discussing the Geta Chaylo on Shabbos. When does the Yoledes Nichol the Geta of a Chaylo? The Gemara over there says three different numbers, either 3 days, 7 days, or 30 days. What comes out, she could be a Chaylo Sheish by Sekona up to 7 days, and the Loch is a Chaylo Sheish by Sekona until 30 days. Therefore, the Sfarim write, how long does she need Shmira for Miga Yoledes? Two different Hoggers among the Sfarim. Either loch is like a chelish ain by sakono. That's how Scheinberg or Menashe Klein or Vadi Yosef or the Chodshani, they go this way. Or they get it like a chelish yesh by sakono. That's a chaznish, or Biashiv, the Shemir Shabbat, Chaim Knievsky, and others. I shall know what it is, but certainly it's up to 7 days, maybe up to 30 days. So you could tell me the first couple of days she's in the hospital, there's a lot of people around. She goes to Beit Achlama, there's a lot of people around. What happens when she goes home? Where is her shame over here? As far as speak out, who could be a shamer? A goy l'chur is not a shamer. What about the child itself? By the chos nekala, there's no child. Maybe the newborn, the child itself, can be a shamer. There is this question to different gedolim. Reb Chaim says, yeah, but numerous forms say no. B'shai de Blitzky, Tovia Weiss, Natu Gavriel say, Pasha, she needs a shamer, and it has to be someone who either has das to it. How old the child is, maybe 5, 7, 9, different ages, they say. L'chur, the newborn, is not good enough as a shamer. So what about leaving the Yoledes at home by itself? So there is a shalot by Chosin and Kala. The Chosin, when he goes to Shul, will take a Shomer. The Kala stays at home. Does she need a Shomeres? So the big mavuch among the Svarim. Half the Svarim go one way, half the go the Svarim go the other way. Hakam dan Hogya is certainly to be Mekel. Same question again to Yoledes. When she stays at home by herself, does she need Shmira or not? Also the Svarim have a big tumul. That those who want time that she needs Shmira, Tovia Weiss, Rav Zilberstein, Oitzabris, not the Gavriel, or they say she does need Shai Dablitsky, Vyashiv Chodshani, and others. However, what surely does come out that everyone agrees, let's say she's home. She wants to go to the Makolet, across the street, wants to go to the park, not taking the child with her, going by herself, not worse than the Chosin. Of course, she needs a Shmira over here. She is, when she gives birth, she's Sakono, there's Rea Mazla over here, in the Mekorach Nefesh, and therefore a person does need Shmira. According to everybody, when she's by herself, going to the store over here, the first 7 days, and just something maybe to mafarsim. Now, let's say there's no one around, this woman have an interesting idea. Say if it's the school, she saw a sedge, she take with her a sakin, a knife. Or each bris brings it down. I'm not sure how these things exactly work. And what knife does it mean? Does it mean a plastic knife, a metal knife? Yeah, you should know what it means. But something maybe that people should know about, this idea that it didn't shmira. And again, everyone knows by Chosin and Kala, they not seem to know this concept. Negev to by Yoledes. Now, starting the sugya tomorrow, we're going to learn the sugya of Mapelas. Does Mapelas also has a chiyuv shmirah? So, Rav Zilberstein in Torah Yoledes says, Adirabo, she's more masukin. If you know the Metzias, Mapelas is worse. The Sheva Kossi in Shuvah Chelet Dalet seems to say the same idea. He ends up Sarachin, why the minig is not do that way. And therefore, and by Mapelas, you certainly don't have the heter of a newborn that's not around. And therefore, it should also be Medea, this concept, that he needs Shmira. On Akan, the Sugya of Yoledes, and again, Bezerim, tomorrow, we'll go from Beis and the Sif. Again, the long Beis Yeshis over here, we'll try to stick to the Sugya of Mapelas, what's a little bit more practical. Just to end off, today I spoke to the office in Yeshiva, and they gave a shus for us to go into Negevil tomorrow. They told us, of course, we have to keep the Klolim, they'll take the temperature when you get to the door. We'll have to have the social distances. We'll have to put on masks. We'll have to have distances of chavrus to learn one from another. But by Ezer Hashem tomorrow, the Olim is invited. But they told me a limited amount of slots. That means if you want to come tomorrow, please email me or tell me so I can write your name down and give the slots in as a Rishima that we have over here. Also, the chaburs are for now, today and Sunday, continuing at 6:30, because obviously not everyone's coming, and plus the people are still in the chutzlaritz over here. But again, the Olim is invited tomorrow. We'll see each other. And Taka, this should only lead to be Mamshech, that everyone will be invited and Rav Am. And we should only hear Besiris Tavis. Atzlocho. Questions?